Good morning. How are you doing today? How many are campers? Share a hand. How many have sore throat and congestion and all that fun stuff that the campers are going through right now? Allergies, aren't they fun? So, a little bit of housekeeping here real quick. If you could pass these around, start some over here. And start some over here. And fill these out for me, that would be great. Turn my phone off. How many knows about essential oils? How many has heard the word essential oils? How many knows what an essential oil is? Oh, where's my thing at? Oh, this might create a problem. How many knows where my husband is at? Tell him I need the thing for that. It doesn't help. Oh, never mind. I found it. Never mind. Come back. Okay. So where was I at? Okay. How many uses essential oils? How many uses essential oils on a daily basis? Very good. Very good. Thank you, my friend. So, welcome to Sukkot 13, Discovering Wellness Through Essential Oils. So, all of us have been out camping. Some of us have been out camping. Those that chooses not to let their wife stay in a nice lodge like this are out in the campsite. And so, although he did buy me a 12 by 24 Alaknak tent, and we did bring the box springs and mattress.
We have a camping tent.
It's hard out there, let me tell you.
Last year we hung a sheet up on one of the homemade sukkahs. Everybody brought their chairs. We put a CD player on the projector and walked.
Who remembers the movie out at the campsite last year? It was awesome. So, here it is. It's fall. And it's cold at night. And it's warm. Well, it's supposed to be warm today. But it's warm in the daytime. And then it's cold at night. And it's warm in the daytime. Now you got all these pollens going around. And we get the sore throats. And we get the allergies. And we're coughing. And we're sneezing. And we go to the store. And we buy Compazine. We buy Benadryl. We buy all this stuff that maybe it'll work and maybe it won't. But you know, sometimes it's not all about this. Sometimes we just feel like that. 3 o'clock in the morning, up and up at 7 o'clock in the morning, staying up till 3 o'clock in the morning, up at 7 o'clock in the morning. And so we need something that will give us some energy, some vitality, something along that line when we don't exactly do what we're supposed to do, that we can rely on something that would be very natural to kind of give us a pick-me-up and along that line. This is my family. A year ago, we discovered essential oils. And what an amazing blessing it has been. Every single person, except this little guy right here. Mother, will you quit putting those stinking oils on my kids? He'll get there. No means not yet, because we don't have enough information yet, right? But every single one of these, this is little Leah right here. She was born in February. This is Thanksgiving picture. Of course, most of you have seen my grandson out here, Damien. He dealt with ADD, and they had him on Prozac, the nasty, nasty stuff. He's now off of Prozac, and he uses Intune and Balance. This is Ashley. This is Andrew's wife. My two precious little granddaughters. My other grandson, Giovanni. You might have met Giovanni last year out here at Sukkot. He was an asthmatic. Mom brings him out here, and I was like, now before you leave, make sure you leave his nebulizer. She's like, oh, I didn't bring it. And I'm like, Michaela, we're 3 hours away from Kansas City. Why wouldn't you bring the nebulizer? She's like, oh, you have your oils. And I'm like, okay. So here I am slathering everything I can think of. Of course, I don't have the knowledge that I do now. And so On Guard, Melaleuca, oregano, peppermint, anything that I think to keep this child opened up. That was September. Was it September or October of last year with Sukkot? September of last year. Now, this child is a 1 to 4 times a day nebulizer user. Every time it rains, I don't know how many times you saw me speeding down I-29, not knowing if I was going to get to the hospital in time before he totally shut down. And the only way that they could open him back up was with steroids. Now, I despise steroids, but I'm so grateful we had them, or we would have lost little Giovanni at 3 months old. Since Sukkot, we rub lavender and breathe on the bottom of his feet, and that child has yet to be on one nebulizer treatment, much less an emergency room visit. Totally changed his life. And that's why I do this. This is why I instruct, because I watch people improve their living and their enjoyment for life. So the rest of my family, Mr. Jeffrey right here is my youngest child. He deals with poison ivy. And every single year, spring, he looks at it, it jumps on him, and he chases it all over his body all year long. This year, we rubbed lavender and peppermint on, and it was gone in 4 days, and it didn't come back. So, does this look familiar to anybody in any distant relation? So this is most people's medicine cabinet. You got the pink stuff, and you got the pink stuff. Oops, sorry. And you got the, oops, sorry. And you got a really bad pointer. And you got the stuff that's supposed to help. You got the stuff that numbs everything but the throat. And you have the off. I can't believe she used to spray that in my face. And all these different synthetic drugs. But this is what my medicine cabinet looks like and has for a year now. So I decided if I'm going to use these essential oils, if I'm going to invest in them, then I will go to them first. And when, not if, when they don't work, then I can still go over-the-counter, modern medicine, you know, prescriptions, whatever, right? September of last year, after we got back home from Sukkot, we threw away everything in our home that is synthetic. Thank you. And now we only use the essential oils. That's all we use. So let's talk about modern medicine. What is modern medicine? Well, once upon a time, God created the heavens and the earth. And he created man and woman in his own image. And he created everything on earth that we needed to thrive. Not to just make it, but to totally thrive here on earth. And then man, in his wisdom, comes along. And a little bit, maybe, greed comes along and says, you know what? I can take this compound out of this essential oil, bring it back to my lab, reproduce it, and I can patent it, and I can make money with it. Now, several things happen when this happens. Number one, drugs do one thing. They manage symptoms. When you go to the doctor, they don't say, so what are you here for? And you go, oh, I have fibromyalgia. You know, no. You go and you say, okay, I have this symptom, I have this symptom, and I have this symptom, and then they treat those symptoms. When you take a compound, we'll take lavender, for instance, it has 200 compounds in it, and when you take one compound out, it becomes kind of like a free radical. And so when you have a synthetic drug that has been put in fillers and different things along that line, now all of a sudden you have side effects, both known and unknown. And what might work, might be okay for me, might be a horrible side effect for you. And so each one of us, our bodies are very different. And so how many times has FDA approved, we love them, right? How many times has FDA approved and 3 years later they're taking it off the market because it's literally killing people? They didn't know what that long-term effect would be for these drugs. $4.5 trillion is spent each year globally. Half of it's here in the United States. And we are the sickest and the fattest people in the world. And the most spoiled, I might add. So are we healthier because of it? Once again, these oils are God's medicine. So if you have... Let me back up real quick. So we're synthetically produced, the doctors prescribe, the patients use, they get side effects, what do they do? Go back to the doctor, patients use, and you know, and here goes this big, huge, gigantic circle down the, or snowball down the hill. So with natural solutions, essential oils, they're medicine, but they're also food. And you'll hear this over and over and over and over. When you give your body what it needs, your body heals yourself. No drug will heal you. No essential oil will heal you. God and your body heals itself. This is the most amazing, if I can use the term, machine on the face of the earth. We are God's greatest creation. We are it. So nature produces, meets body's needs, and body heals itself. Now, why would you use essential oils? I love it when people come out and say, oh, is this a New Age thing? I'm like, no. Not at all. So there is over 200 references, I think the actual number is 227, references of aromatic incense and ointments in the Old and New Testaments. Aromatics such as frankincense, myrrh, cinnamon, cassia, rosemary, hyssop, and spikenard. They were used for anointing and healing the sick. And in Exodus, the Lord gave the recipe to Moshe in the holy anointing oil. And the Lord spoke to Moshe and said, take thou also unto thee principal spices of pure myrrh, of sweet cinnamon, of sweet calamus, of cassia, and of olive. And thou shalt make it an oil of holy anointment, an anointment compound after the art of apothecary. And it shall be a holy anointing oil. So, of course, we all know the Christmas story of the Magi's coming from the east. How many were there? The Magi's coming from the east. I think so. I agree. And they went to the stable when he was a brand new baby with all of the animals. No, sorry. I'll stop. And And they gave him gold, frankincense, and myrrh. We have now found out in this new century of ours that frankincense is the most immune stimulating substance on the face of the earth. How cool is that? And so maybe those Magi's were a little more wise in their beyond our own knowledge. Healing scriptures. I'm not going to read them all. But if you're interested in getting this, I will print out this sheet for you. And these are several. I actually have 4 pages of the healing scriptures, which is just really, really, really cool.
Okay, you're missing the main one. Song of Solomon 1:3.
Okay. I have 4 pages, so it might not be on this one. And so on that piece of paper, you've already filled it out, right? And you've listed what your top 3 health concerns are. Maybe not yours, but maybe a child or a mother or a friend. And you're just wanting to know, maybe is there an actual oil for that health concern? But people come here to learn about essential oils, and their top 3 concerns are stress, anxiety. Nobody has that in here, right? No, okay. Depression. And lack of energy and fatigue. So what oil takes care of that? Psst. This is wild orange. How many has been by my table and got to smell wild orange? You can't help but smell it and feel good. You can just hand it to them, and then they can pass it around. Here, just give it to him. And then when it gets over here, if you'll bring it back and put it on the table for me, can you do that? Awesome, thank you. Because you're going to be getting another oil here in just a second. Probably before they can get that all the way around. So, what is an essential oil? An essential oil is a natural aromatic compound found in the seeds, the stem, the leaf, the flower, the bark, or the root of the plant. It is 50 to 70 times more powerful than the herb itself. And I thought, seriously? Yeah, I'll demonstrate that for you here in a minute. It's powerful, safe, benefits without side effects when you meet your body new. So, this right here is a peppermint leaf. This is a peppermint leaf magnified 200 times. And these are actually the little fuzz on the leaf. And these are the essential oil sacs. So they're very, very minuscule, very, very, very small. But how many times have you taken a peppermint leaf and you've rubbed it and the scent just becomes all too much stronger? That is, you're bursting those sacs right there. So let's talk about a little bit about essential oils in modern medicine. And when most people get, outside of our realms, get a bacterial infection, what do? We go to the doctor. Come on, help me out here. And what does he usually give? An antibiotic. What do antibiotics do? They kill bacteria that live on the outside of the cells. But we get a viral infection. And what do? Go to the doctor. And what does the doctor give? I hope not. I pray not. But yes, sometimes they do. They give an antibiotic. Usually, if the doctor is a good doctor, he will say, sorry, I have nothing for you. Go home in about 10 days, eat your chicken noodle soup, drink your water, and it'll all be over. Our essential oils are able to penetrate through that membrane and get in where the viruses hide in the cells and can wipe that out. So that's what's so amazing about this. The bacteria, essential oils are very discriminate on which bacteria they kill. So they kill the bad bacteria that's bothering you, but they leave all this good flora down here in your tummy alone. Antibiotics go in and strip you, and now then you're dealing with the yeast problem. So how do you use the oils? One, you can diffuse. I meant to have my little diffuser on. This is my mobile diffuser. And so it sprays out little, and it has citrus bliss in it, so you can smell that. I set that on my desk, carry it in my purse. So you can diffuse it, you can breathe it in, you can smell it, right? That's one way, through your sensory. Two, you can rub it wherever it ails you for whatever symptom it may be. A lot of times we rub on the bottom of the feet. Why would we rub on the bottom of the feet?
Nerves endings.
Nerve endings. And?
Better absorption.
The pores are the largest in the bottom of the feet, so they suck it up the quickest, and it gets it where it needs to be, okay? We can also take this internally. Not all oils you can take internally, and just because it says 100% pure doesn't mean it can be taken internally. So be very careful on what you decide you want to take internally and what you don't. So what are the different grades of oil? We have synthetic. Everybody's used them. We got shampoo, conditioner, soap, hand lotion, Glade toxins we spray in the air to make the air smell good. All of those are synthetic. They really, really smell good, but there's absolutely no therapeutic value. Next is food. Olive extract, vanilla extract, whatever. It tastes really good, but still, there's no therapeutic value. Then you have those therapeutic grade of oils. You can get them on the internet. You can get them at Whole Foods, at different distributions. They say they're 100% pure, and they are correct. The oil in the bottle is 100% pure. But they don't go on to say what contaminants are in there, what fillers they have put in there, what other objects are in there that really should not be in that oil. And 9 times out of 10, you look at lemon and you look on the bottle and it says for external use only. So as far as I'm concerned, if it's for external use only and it can't go in my mouth, as far as an essential oil is concerned, it shouldn't be going on my skin either, because it's still going inside my body. Because our biggest organ is our skin. So then there's certified pure therapeutic grade. This is what is the oil that I have chosen to use. Oops, I don't have that slide. So we source from the natural origins of the plant. We are the purest and the most potent oils on the market. So let's talk about oils. Balance. This is my most favorite oil. And so balance, I take and I rub on the bottom of my feet every morning, every night. I also rub it up on my temples when I need to focus and I need to concentrate. So somebody tell me one thing about balance. No one? One thing about balance. What do you think you would use balance for? Dizziness? No? It is a focus blend. It is a concentration blend. All right, so it will It will help you focus, concentrate, mood swings. It keeps you balanced. It keeps you grounded. I tell everybody, I put my armor on every morning. I read my scriptures. I say my prayers. And then I rub balance on the bottom of my feet every single morning. And so also helps with nerve-related issues. Myopathy, different things along that line. It's stress aid. It's also a diaper cream. It's also an aftershave. And it's also a hemorrhoid cream. Now, how many times can you actually go to over-the-counter and get one drug that's going to take care of all of that? So this is something that you can use aromatically. You can breathe it in, or topically. This is Dr. Hill's blood. This Dr. Hill is our physician that does all of our formulas and everything for us. So he had came back from overseas, and he got home, and he pricked his finger, and he rubbed it on a slide. He put one drop of balance on the bottom of his feet, and he pricked up another finger and rubbed it on the slide. Then he put it under a dark field microscope, and this is what he saw. And these right here, they're just all lethargic. There's no uniformity to it. They're moving really slow. 30 seconds later, here's his red blood cells, and this is what it had done. And so it plumps them up to where they're able to carry that oxygen, the nutrients, to the places that it needs to go. Therefore, getting that oxygen to the brain, focus, concentration, clarity. Does that make sense? Lavender. I shouldn't do that yet. Lavender. What is one thing that lavender does?
Puts you to sleep.
But who said that?
That's how I sleep.
That's how she sleeps. Very good. Very good. So, lavender is my oil. I love, well, you'll hear me say about several of them, but lavender is my oil. I love lavender because I'm just a clumsy klutz, and I am constantly hurting something. And so, it is great for cuts, insect bites. It takes the itch away. You're sneezing. You rub lavender up and around your nose right here. You quit sneezing, like, immediately. You won't sneeze again. It's a disinfectant. It's a burn cream. I don't know. I've taken care of about 3 children. One was your daughter. And she rubbed the lavender on. I gave her a little sample of the lavender. I don't know if she used it again, but she was, I mean, the sting's gone immediately when you put lavender on. And there was no blister, she showed it to me yesterday, happened night before last. You couldn't even tell where it was that she burned herself. And so it just works very, very quickly. Did everybody get to smell the wild orange? Okay. This is a little boy. He thought that he was walking through water, and he was actually walking through a caustic agent. And so it just burnt his foot so very bad. But 15 days later, after mom putting lavender on, that's what his skin looked like. So it's a very fast healing oil. This little girl got third-degree burns, and you can see it's third degree. You see you can almost see the muscle right in there, you know, from the weeping and the redness. See right here? And so she got, then that was boiling water with third degree burn. 5 days later with Melaleuca and lavender, that's what her leg looked like. So Melaleuca kept the infection away and the lavender healed it. How many people love to be in a state of serenity? It's my favorite spot. So serenity is kind of like lavender, except we have other oils with it. So it's a state of being calm, peaceful, untroubled. It has lavender, sweet marjoram, Roman camille, lang lang, sandalwood, vanilla bean extract. I wake up at 5 o'clock most mornings. It hasn't always happened out here. Most mornings, get up, do my walk, read my scriptures, say my prayers, you know, take care of all the basic needs of the day, and go to bed sometime at night. I try to make it 10. 10 doesn't always happen, especially if I'm doing events around town. And so I fall into bed. And I lay down and I get nice and comfortable and almost asleep. My brain goes, oh, you forgot to do this today. Oh, don't forget to do this tomorrow. And I'm up on it with a piece of paper writing down. I'm a list maker. And writing down things so I won't forget them. Serenity, If I rub Serenity on my temples and on the bottom of my feet 15, 20 minutes before I go to bed, it shuts that chatter off, and I go right to bed and go right to sleep. That's why I love, love, love Serenity. So who is a troubled soul? Peppermint. Peppermint. What does peppermint do? Besides what it says on the screen.
Takes away headaches.
Takes what? Takes away headaches. Yes, it does. It is amazing for digestion. It also cools. It also invigorates. So peppermint, I want you guys to do this. Now, you will be your own worst enemy. You can either put just a little teeny tiny bit on your hand and lick it, or you can put a whole bunch on your hand and lick it. It's totally your choice. But what I want you to do, this is very, very powerful. This is where you will find out that essential oils are 50 to 70 times more powerful than the oil, than the herb itself. So once you have done this, once you rub your tongue on the roof of your mouth and then breathe in really deeply through your mouth, breathe out through your nose. And let me know what happens. How many has babies, little children? And we have those fevers that spike. Peppermint from the base of the skull down to the sacrum, you rub it down that spine. In 10 minutes, that fever has dropped down and it's done. Usually it won't spike again. It might raise up a little bit because your body needs a little bit of heat to fight off that bacteria. But it usually don't spike again. So I am one of those people that love the heat. Anybody else? 105 degrees, I'm right there. Because it's a stinking freezer in here right now. I'm freezing. You should feel my nose right now. It's ice cold. So are my hands. And down at Willow Hall, holy cow. So, in the summertime, I take peppermint and I put several drops of peppermint in my water and I drink it. Because what does it do? It cools the system and it keeps me from, when I'm out in the heat, 2 hours. I've got a headache. If I stay out there another 2 hours, I'm throwing up with that headache. I mean, heat exhaustion hits me and it hits me quick and it hits me hard. I drink peppermint in my water, I can stay out there all day long. Absolutely no effects whatsoever. Love, love, love peppermint. In the morning, you're dragging, just can't get awake, just can't get going. Take a lick of that peppermint. Breathe it in, wakes you right up because it oxygenates every single cell in your body in 30 seconds. Right? So there comes that alertness and there you're jumping up and you're ready to go. One drop of peppermint is equivalent to 28 cups of peppermint tea. Now that's a lot of sloshing to get one drop. So when we think of lemon, what do we think of? So lavender's all calming, peppermint's all cooling, invigorating. Lemon is all cleaning. You can clean the outside, you can clean your home with it. But it also cleans the inside of us. And every day, we are getting a hold of petrochemicals. We drink water in a water bottle. We eat out of styrofoam cups. We eat out of styrofoam bowls. We go to the gas station and pump gas into our cars. We drive behind people that are burning gas and breathing all that in. And all those are petrochemicals. And they're going to go in and they're going to attack your vital organs. So our lipids come up, the army of lipids come out, and they wrap that toxin up and they stick it away in your body. And that fat, body will not release that fat until that toxin is released. Lemon literally dissolves petrochemicals. I wish I would have, and I brought it with me, petrochemicals. You put lemon on styrofoam, it'll eat a hole in it. That lemon, yeah, it's really, really cool. I brought my cups. And they're down at the campsite. So, it's great for testing. It keeps the children happy. You know, it's another one for the kids. You know, you let them smell lemon, they just perk up and they're more happy and everything along that line. So, breathe. Here we go, campers. What do you think about breathe? What do you think breathe is for?
Breathe out your nostrils.
It does. It cleans out your nostrils. It cleans out, it's respiratory. It's anything that you deal with respiratory. COPD, emphysema, bronchitis, sinus infections, anything along that line. Now, I'm one of those that goes camping. I love to camp. I love to be outside. First day I wake up, I'm all congested. Second day I wake up, raw throat. Third day I wake up, full-blown sinus infection, green, yellow snot running out. That's just the way it is. This, I take one drop of breathe. Thank you. I take one drop of breathe and put it in my hand. I rub it together. I take one hand like this, put another one over like this, and breathe in, belly breathe, deep belly breathe. Okay, because that's getting it all the way down here in your lungs, not just up here in the top upper lobes, okay? Then I breathe it in through my mouth. And when you do that, you'll feel those constituents hitting the back of your throat and going down into your lung. Now, the cool thing about breathe is it has the eucalyptus to open you up, but it also has the melaleuca that's going to kill all that bacteria, viral, mold, mildew, anything that you would have in that respiratory system. What time is it? Anybody got the time? What time? And I go till when? I've got another 30 minutes, right? Sweet, we're doing good. Okay, so asthma, allergies, respiratory issues, cough, bronch. If I start getting that little scratchy throat, that sore throat, I'll rub breathe right here on the outside of my throat. Now, once you have gotten the sore throat, that breathe's not really going to work good, and I'm going to jump to the on guard, and I'm going to drop it in the back of my throat, which you guys are more than welcome to do that too. Thank you, sir. You want to put the lid on it that matches that? So this is what we use with Giovanni. We use the lavender, which is the antihistamine, and the breathe on the bottom of his feet, and that is what has stopped his asthma. Digestion. Poor little Miss Sarah Wallace came in today saying, do you have anything?
Samples in the other half of the room.
Tell me again?
Samples in the other half of the room.
Oh, I'm going to. So what do you think maybe digestion is for? Tell me again?
Just as it says.
Just as it says. So what does it say?
Digestion. It means digestion.
So it's for digestion, but what issues do you think it is? You guys aren't talking very much over here. You don't want samples, do you? Constipation. What about diarrhea? Digestion.
Would it help with spastic?
Digestion. Spastic colon. Colitis. IBS. Gluten intolerance. Who has to deal with the gluten intolerance crap? Yeah, me too. So I eat gluten, stomach immediately swells, gets inflamed, feels like a fire engine just moved right on in there. And I hurt, and it hurts bad. Usually in the upper part, more so in the lower. I rub digestion on my belly, take a couple drops underneath my tongue, and it's gone. I might have to do that like 10 minutes later, but it's definitely gone then. And so we deal with constipation, rub digestion on your belly. I can guarantee in about 10 minutes you'll be in doing business. You have diarrhea, rub digestion on your belly. We had a baby throwing up today, so we're rubbing digestion on her belly. She hasn't thrown up since. It stops it, and it stops it quick. These oils are amazing, and when people would tell me that, I'm like, seriously, people, come on, nothing works that fast. Nothing. But yeah, they do. They do. They really, really do. And so I just, I don't know where I was going with that. So, digestive support. Mexican food? Oh. So you know you're going to go out and sin against your body. Take it beforehand so it's not so painful. So a lot of times I will go out to Mexican foods. Well, how many gets the heartburn yuck from the or the acid reflux or anything, you know, from Mexican food? Rub that on the area that you know is going to burn and it stops it and it won't come along. Breathe. That's another thing I wanted to tell you. The thing that we need to learn, amazing with these essential oils, a lot of people have come to me and said, you know, it just really didn't help me much. Well, how long have you been using it? Oh, for about a day. You gave it to me yesterday. Well, how long have you had this cold? Oh, about a week. Well, no wonder. Because it has taken such hold on you that it's going to take you probably 3 or 4 days to get back out. To where if you start listening to your body, Miss Raquela, my daughter, was in the picture. It didn't matter if it's April 15th or December 17th. This child is doing this all the time, right? So we started out 2 drops of lemon, 2 drops of peppermint, 2 drops of lavender, and 2 ounces of water, and she would shoot it. She would do that 3 times a day. Well, after 2 weeks, rushing out of the house, she forgot. And she calls me just panicking. Mom, I didn't use my essential. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. Now, start listening to your body. And when you start feeling that itch starting to come on, take another shot. Now, Raquela is totally allergy-free, and once every month and a half, she takes a shot. And isn't having to go around. And she was on Flonase, Claritin. On and on and on of all the different things that she was on. Frankincense. How many know about frankincense? What does frankincense do?
What can't it do?
Very good.
What did she say?
What does frankincense do?
Anoints.
How long has frankincense been around? Here, that's a good question. Someone answer that one. How long has frankincense been known by man, written down? Anybody know that answer?
Before Messiah's birth.
It is before Messiah's birth. You have an idea as to when the Eber Papyrus was written? 1500 B.C. There it's written. I'm throwing it up in the air.
It's also the most expensive.
It is not.
It is not?
It is not.
Where did it?
So frankincense runs about $70 for this bottle. I have something here, excuse me, that is called Melissa. It's $150 for this bottle. I have pure rose oil that is $375 for this size of bottle. I don't have an ailment enough to use the rose oil other than smelling it every once in a while for joy. It's way too expensive. So, frankincense is one. Sandalwood's more expensive than frankincense. Sandalwood is about $80 for one of these little bottles. So, a third. So frankincense. Now, frankincense and myrrh, like gold, were very, very valuable items in Christ's time, in biblical times, correct? Gold represented his sovereign dominion, royalty, for King Yeshua in Daniel. The image had a head of gold, which symbolized the king. So from Wikipedia, and everybody knows that that's always correct, correct? Frankincense in the Old Testament was part of temple rites. The aroma of frankincense is said to represent life, and Judaic, Christian, and Islamic faiths have often used frankincense mixed with oils to anoint newborn infants and individuals considering to be moving into a new phase of their spiritual life. Whereas myrrh uses are similar to those of frankincense, with which it is often combined in decoctions, liniments, and incense. Myrrh is one of the most effective of all known disinfectants. The myrrh represents his sacrificial death on the soul type. His purpose, to die for our sins. Myrrh was used to anoint the dead bodies for burial. Thank you. It's not exactly known, and there are different theories to most of the common theories, but most of the two common theories are that they are all gifts commonly given to a king. The frankincense, myrrh, and gold. Myrrh being a common anointing oil, frankincense a perfume, and gold as a valuable item. And he used the gold so they could escape, right, from Herod. that they are also prophetic. Gold as a symbol of kingship on earth, frankincense and incense as a symbol of the priesthood, and myrrh, an embalming oil, is a symbol of death. So maybe this is the reason that they gave these three different gifts to the king. As their symbolism, gold symbolizes virtue, frankincense prayer, and myrrh suffering. Interestingly, the number of wise men is never mentioned in the Bible. Neither are the total number of gifts that they brought. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh may have been among other gifts that were common and useful, but not as highly symbolic to Matthew as he wrote of these accounts. Slim and sassy. My husband forbids me to take this now. He says you're slim and naff, and it makes you too sassy. And so, what do you think slim and sassy does?
Weight loss.
Weight loss. What else do you think it does?
Cellulite.
Who said cellulite? You can rub it in troubled areas, i.e. cellulite. You can rub it on and put a wrap on. You can take it and you can drop it in your water. It has lemon in it, so it's going to help do that cleansing. It also has ginger. Ginger is amazing for digestive issues. Nice, calming, calm. Grapefruit. Grapefruit's a cleanser. All of us know grapefruit helps you lose weight, right? Fat burner. Yes, it is. Cinnamon. Cinnamon is amazing for the... Tell me what this is. Thyroid. Thank you. It's amazing for the thyroid and upping the thyroid and upping that metabolism. Peppermint, again, amazing for digestion, and then lemon for the cleansing. And that is what is in that slim and sassy. And so it's just an overall, people have told me over and over they haven't changed their diet and they've lost weight. You know, I'm one of those, I have to change everything to make it work. And so I have digestion in my hand for some. Did everybody get to smell the digestion or no? No, it's because I've been carrying it around in my hand. Okay. And if you didn't get any of the oils, you're more than welcome to come back up after class. There's not another class in here after mine. So you're more than stay around, visit, you know, and look at the oils. So, oregano. What is oregano?
The burning agent helps reduce things.
Tell me again.
It helps reduce cysts and things.
It does. It does.
A disinfectant.
A disinfectant. Very good.
Sorry.
It is also... It is also a natural antibiotic. Come see me after class. Tell me again.
It's good for sore throat, isn't it? If you're getting a cold.
And how would you use that?
Drop it onto your tummy.
Who? I wouldn't. Oregano's hot.
Yeah.
And I can guarantee you, I had a friend of mine that got a tick bite, and she started getting the bullseye,
yeah.
Got scared, came up to the house, got a bottle of oregano, right? She's been using oregano. Everybody heard the oregano from the store? Okay. You can take that internally. You can taste that. It's very, very mild, right? So she says, how would I use this? And I said, well, I would take it internally. And she goes, okay. I was like, I wouldn't do that. She's like, oh, I use oregano. She put three drops on her tongue. She's fire started shooting out of her mouth. No, she didn't. But it was hot. She calls me day 9 after this happens. She says, Alisa, I still cannot taste anything. Is my taste buds coming back? I'm like, yes, they will. Day 11, they did come back. But, you know, I tell you, these oils are safe, more effective, and less expensive than modern medicine. But they're very powerful, and they are to be respected. Or they can hurt you. They really can. You don't know what you're doing. A lady decided, in fact, she was in my class last year. She's now in my organization now. And she decided, she had read somewhere, I don't know where, that you could put oregano on the child's face. And she did. And then she started putting lavender on her face to heal the oregano burn. Yes. You know? And so you live and learn. You know, but I mean, I don't think anything is going to kill or maim you here, but it can be very uncomfortable for a while. Oregano is 4 times more powerful than penicillin. It's my antibacteria. Yes, ma'am.
Our son had ulcerated colitis, was in and out of the hospital several times. Yeah. And the only thing that prevented him from going back into the hospital was oregano in tablets.
In capsules. Mm-hmm.
He put 30 drops in a capsule.
And down. Very good. Yeah. Very, very good. Very good. Yes.
I got some of that oregano for the unstop your nose, put one drop under your tongue, and it, boy, it unstops your nose. But I used to put about 3 or 4 drops in a pan of beans.
Oh, very good. So she said that she puts 3 or 4 drops in a pan of beans. Do you know what that does?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It takes the toot out of beans. Yeah. It does. So these oils you can also cook with. I am planning on having a basic essential oils class next year, and then I want to have an advanced one. And I want to teach you guys how to make body wash, shampoo, homemade deodorant, and actually antiperspirant, and how to cook with. It's a blast, all the things that you can learn. But you'll learn a lot of stuff too if you sign up for my email. So oregano, amazing antibacterial. Sick, rub oregano on the bottom of your feet. Take it and put it in a capsule. You can get the number 4 or 00 or 000 capsule, empty capsules, and put them in. Yes, sir.
I deal a lot with like canker sores, stress, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I just put some oregano on it. Is that one of the best you can use for antibacterial for like little canker sores?
Or no, the question was, he gets canker sores. And he puts oregano on that canker sore. That's very painful, isn't it? No, there is something better, and I will bring that out to you here in just a minute. So, anything else about oregano?
You can cook with it also, the herb, you can cook with it.
Very much so, very good. Just like wild organic, okay. Yeah. So, yes, you can cook with oregano. I wouldn't put very much in. My black pepper oil, I literally have to take and put a toothpick and put it in the pot. And that's all it takes. It's not even a drop of pepper. It's too strong if you put that much in. So, yeah, I've got black pepper oil. Yeah, is that what you're talking about?
The oregano herb itself, because we plant them in Canada, they grow, so we take them and just shred the leaves and cook with it.
Oh, very much so. Very much so. I do too. Yeah. So she said that she grows oregano and then takes the leaves and cooks with the leaves. Yeah. But yeah, you can also put the oil in.
Yes.
And that's what she was talking about over there. So moving on. Melaleuca. Melaleuca is anti. So all you need to know about Melaleuca, it's antibacterial, it's antiviral, mold, mildew, parasite. You name it. If you've got it, Melaleuca takes care of it. Canker sores. It smells awful. It tastes worse. But it doesn't burn. It also prevents, too. It prevents head lice. You get head lice, it also takes it away. Okay? So I keep 4 or 5 drops in my shampoo bottles at all times. It's great for your scalp. It's amazing for your scalp. And so I always keep that in there. Acne? What is acne? It's a clogged, infected pore. Usually has to do with something that's going on in here, along with psoriasis or eczema. It's usually something, it's an inside condition, having an outside manifestation. But where was I going with that?
Acne.
Acne, thank you. And so, but you rub Melaleuca on your face and you're going to kill the bacteria, because usually when you pop a pimple, what comes out, pus, a form, And so you will kill that bacteria, that viral, that fungus that is causing that. And it could be one of the three. Yes, ma'am.
Could this be used for a staph infection?
By all means. Could this be used for a staph infection? You bet. Has anybody heard of this before? So what does it stand for? We'll give it in layman terms. Medicine resistant staph infection. Where is the number one place that we can get MRSA? Most people think so. That's the most places that a lot of contracted. So we go shopping, and everybody grabs a hold of shopping carts. All right? But wait. We've got those little sanitizing things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you clean it off, and everything's good. And you cleaned, and you have killed 99.7 of the bacteria. And guess what you have just cleaned and left on there? MRSA. So anytime of just little, even a paperclip, you are very, very... And just because it goes in here doesn't mean that's where it's going to manifest. Usually, if you get a cut, the cut gets infected, right? You're not going to cut, and then all of a sudden that bacteria shows up here. MRSA, it does. So just because it goes into one entry doesn't mean that that's where you're going to get it. You might end up with it anywhere on your body. This little girl had MRSA, and it's like a pimple. But the problem with MRSA is it eats inside. You'll continue to have that pimple, and you can't really see what it's doing underneath you. And it gets into your blood work then. Yes, ma'am?
It sure looks similar to some of the spider bites people are saying. If it eats. Possibly.
I got a brown recluse bite the first day I got here. And so, but it's done. It's gone. Oregano. Oregano and basil is what I used on my spider bite. And so the first day I had a blister around it. The next morning, and I put basil on it, thought it'll be fine. The next morning I woke up, I had a blister this size on top of the blister. I was like, oh, I think we need to do a little more. So we did, but it's fine now. And so this is 1 month of healing MRSA. How long does MRSA usually take to get out of your body? About 6 months. It's a tough, tough, tough one. Melaleuca and oregano kill MRSA. Why now? MRSA is medicine resistant. Why is it medicine resistant? How did it become that way? Overuse of antibiotics. How many constituents is in an antibiotic? One, maybe two. How many constituents are in oregano and Melaleuca? There is no way that a virus or a bacteria can mutate into something that would cause it to be resistant to one of these essential oils. I just don't see it ever possibly happening. On guard. What do you think on guard's for?
Stop the spread of bacteria.
Yes, ma'am. What? Could be. What?
Antiviral.
Antiviral, getting closer.
Bacteria.
Boosts
your immune system.
It boosts your immune system. That's exactly right. It's a protector. Oops, so sorry. It's a protector. As you can see, he's warding off these bacterias. He's keeping from. So what do I do before I go and I touch a shopping cart? I put a Dof on, I rub it on my hands before I go into any public place and I breathe it in. I keep it on my keychain. And so, is that on guard?
Yes.
It's yours. And so that's what I do. It's to ward it off, is to use it. Now, I get a sore throat, I'll take the on guard and I'll put it right in the back of my throat. It's yummy. It burns a little bit, but it's yummy. Cinnamon, clove are the two main ingredients in that. Antioxidants, going to kill off a lot of your free radicals. It's an amazing, amazing, amazing oil. You can rub it on the bottom of your feet. If you got kids going to school, I'd rub it on the bottom of the feet every morning and every night. Just as a protectant, just to up that immune system and keep them from getting sick. It's a whole lot easier to keep from getting sick to heal afterwards, right? It's a whole lot more pleasant, too. So immune system bursts, sore throat medicine. How many know if you put On Guard on a surface, nothing will grow there for 7 days? So we have On Guard soap cleaner. Or you can take On Guard and just put it in a spray bottle with some water, 20 drops for every probably 2 or 3 ounces. Shake it up and spray it. Spray it on your counters, spray it on your doorknobs, spray it on the toilet bowls, you know, wherever. You know, it's amazing for that. Oh, by the way, I clean my toilet bowl with Melaleuca. Melaleuca and baking soda. It works great. So, also, this is great for toothaches because it has clove in it. And clove is amazing, amazing, an amazing oil for toothaches. Be careful with the little ones. I would put some oil. I'd mix it with a carrier oil, you know, coconut oil, olive oil, whatever you would have. Motor oil is out. But outside of that, use it and then take it, and if it's not too hot, right here on the tip of your tongue, then you can put it on babies. Teething's amazing. I use lavender for my teething baby. And she hates me right at that. Because has anybody ever tasted lavender? It's awful. It just has that bitter taste. But I rub it on there and she's like, you know, does that face. And then she just calms out. And she chills out and she's fine. And she, I mean, for hours. And so our teething, we use lavender. Deep blue. So you got lavender that's all calming. You got lemon that's all cleaning. You got Melaleuca that's all anti. You got On Guard that's all protectant. Now you have deep blue. Deep blue is all muscle and all joint. Strains, sprains, arthritis, whatever you would have, just dancing. I know nobody's seen me if they're dancing, right? I love to dance, and every single morning I wake up a little more tired and a little more sore, you know. Deep blue has, let me tell you what all deep blue has in it. Sorry. Deep blue has wintergreen, camphor, peppermint, blue tansy, German camille, helichrysum, osmanthus, and it is amazing for reducing the inflammation and for putting on and causing the pain to go away. Is that correct, sir? Yes?
You gave me some the other day.
Is it correct?
Yeah, that's what it was for.
So what has it done?
Well, I mean, I haven't been on it enough times. I'm already out of it, so.
Come see me.
But, you know, it did give some relief. I mean, I don't.
Awesome.
I would have to take it for a longer period of time.
Right. His is more of a chronic issue than an acute issue. Acute means that it came on real suddenly. Acute would be, I reached up to grab the basketball and I pulled. That's an acute pain. A chronic pain is something that has just came on my hip. The older I get, the more my hip hurts and the worse it hurts. That would be a chronic something. And so, my mother had arthritis. My mother has arthritis, I guess I should say, rheumatoid arthritis. And we were talking one day, and she says, "Sis," she says, "my hands have got so bad that it hurts just to pick up a teacup and drink the teacup." She says, "It just hurts so bad." She said, "I don't want to do anything with my hands." So I sent her, actually, the tube of deep blue. That is essential oils, and it just is in a lotion base. And I sent that to her. And so she calls me, she says, "I got it. How much do I use?" You literally use a pea-sized amount for what area you're doing. And I can do a whole pea-sized amount clear across my lower back. "How often do I use it?" "Every time your hands hurt." She's like, "Sis, my hands hurt like constantly." "You have nothing to do but watch TV and rub your hands." You know, she's retired. And so she did. Now, about every 4 days, when her hands start to feel like they're going to ache, she rubs deep blue on her hands. So it's taken all that inflammation. She says her knots are going down. Just amazing things that happened. Now, she has been on this now a month and a half. Well, I guess it's been probably 2 months now that she's been doing this. And so it's just amazing. You know, she says, I have all my feeling. I have all my strength back. And she's, you know, she just feels great. So sometimes with the chronic issues, you got to use them a little bit longer. Acute, attack it hard. Use every so often. And attack it hard. Chronic, you'd probably do 2, 3, 4 times a day. That type of thing. Okay? So who has muscle issues?
My mother.
Come see me. So, have you got a sample yet? Have you got a sample yet? Come see me after class. So, are essential oils expensive?
No.
Yes.
Are essential oils more expensive than modern medicine?
No.
What's the shelf life of most modern medicine?
2 years.
About 2 years. And why do they expire in 2 years? CYA and money. I'll explain that to you after class. What's the expiration on an essential oil?
Zero.
Yep, it expires. When the bottle's empty. True?
Yes.
I'll say that. If you keep this bottle, you keep it out of the sunlight, and you treat it with respect, and you don't keep it in your car when the temperature is 10 below zero, it'll last somewhere out into the eternities.
I keep it in the fridge, in the door.
Do you?
All vitamins and everything.
I would not suggest keeping the oils in there. That's awful cold for the oils. Oh, it's 50? Okay, 50's okay. I can do with 50. I'm thinking like with mine. Mine's like 34. So this bottle of oil is $21.
How much do you pay a doctor?
That's stinking expensive. What?
How much do we pay a doctor to see him if we don't have
any... I'm getting there. The question was, how much do we pay the doctor to see him if we don't have insurance? So this bottle is $21. There's 250 drops in here. What is 20 divided by 150? $1.50 divided by 20. What is that? This is my mathematician. What is 20 divided by $1.50 or $1.50 divided by 20? That's the answer.
$7.50.
It's what?
$7.50.
$7.50 a drop. That's because I know that my little oils are. So 7.5 cents a drop. You use 1 to 2 drops in most applications. Is essential oils expensive?
Mm-mm.
No. The initial investment's a little bit. You know, but these oils last. I mean, I've had oils that I bought 1.5 years ago that I still have that I haven't used up. Now, lavender, I've been through 2 or 3 bottles. But I use them on everything, and I pass them out to everyone. And so I'm a little more extreme with my oils, and I share, and I give, and I still have plenty. So, how many is going to remember everything I said in class today? And you're going to apply it as soon as you get home, right? Yeah. So, how many feel a little overwhelmed? Going, wow, she's smart. No, I'm not. How do you become an everyday oil? How do you become an essential oil expert?
Use them.
There's a book called Modern Essentials. I've got several of them here if you want one. And inside it, it gives you, even down to the constituents, in a chemical level as to how the essential oils work, which I just eat that up. Then it also tells you how to use it in different applications. Then it goes in and it'll show you the health concerns in alphabetical order and what it is, how to use the oil, and how often and where to use it. It's a pretty neat book. I'm not a book person. I'm a computer person. Okay? So computers, you can also, I have a website called Joy of Living Oils. Isn't that an amazing website? I so love him. And so I have an amazing guy that does this for me. And so up along here you have the home, which is this one right here. This is a really cool video to watch about the difference between, you know, who controls your health. You do, or do you allow the medical field to do it? Then I also have a blog. And I blog Monday, Wednesday, Friday about an oil of some kind, or a DIY, or something along that. Miss Greek over there, Ellie, she gets my emails. Yeah, and so I think there's a couple of people in here that gets... Brother Raymer gets my emails. And so you get my emails. And so it's been something that I've done for a year now. And so who wants to visit the Arctic? Use peppermint. You know, so they're little fun ones like that. A little bit about me, my events that I do. There's a lot of videos here that's really cool. Talks a little bit about the company, and then there's health concerns. When you click that, it's going to take you here. This is an amazing website. Because right here, you can type in your health concern. And then it's going to go in the first tab. Is going to, I wish I would have done that too. The first tab is going to tell you, define what that health concern is. Maybe how you got it, maybe how you can prevent it. Then the second tab is going to have a protocol, maybe even two or three protocols, depending on what it is. And it's going to list, and it's going to tell you what are the most, the best oils that has worked for this situation, because God has made all of us different. My husband uses past tense for a headache. Doesn't even touch mine. Because 9 times out of 10, my headaches are because I've sinned against my body and I've ate something I shouldn't have probably have ate. So I use lavender for my headaches, and it works. So what might work for one person don't always work for the next person. And so they give you what the top oils are and then how to use them. Where you would use them, would you take them internally? Would you put them on topically? Would you breathe them in? How often to use them? So I would love to give you, real quick, I know several of you have read my bio. What time is it?
There's nothing afterwards.
Tell me again.
5 to 12.
Oh, well, we just ran over 10 minutes. Okay, well, I probably got shut off a long time ago. So, 3 years ago now? 4 years ago now?
February 19.
3 years, we're going to say three, okay? So 3 years ago, I got to go back and look in my journal. 3 years ago, I was living a life that hurt. You touched me, the nerve pain would just shoot wherever it was that you touched me. I would wake up in the morning, sore and tired, and between 4 and 7, I would go to bed, or at 4 and 7, I would acquire a headache. And every single night I would go to bed with this headache. 2 or 3 times a week I was throwing up with this headache because the headache was so severe. I was done. If this is the way I have to live life, I choose not to live it. I was mad, I was angry, I was depressed, I was all of those things that go along, because you know what? When you feel like crap, you're just not happy, cheery. It just, your emotions are so connected to your physical body. And your physical body is so connected to your emotions. So, about that time, it was November, I started having lung issues. Now, my father's family is literally riddled with cancer. Every single one of them have died from some form of cancer. My father dying at age 41 with lung cancer. So my husband gets scared. Of course, I'm kind of anti-doctor anyway, to a degree. I think that I'm so grateful that we have them. They practice what they have been taught. If I am in a car wreck, please pump me full as much poison as you can to get me to the hospital. But once I am coherent, I will take care of my own health. If it's broke, fix it. I'll go to the hospital for a broken bone. you know. But most of the things that I deal with now, I can deal with myself. So he says, go to the doctor. So I went. I was diagnosed with fibromyalgia and COPD. I was 50% blocked on either side. Emphysema was getting ready to move in, and she gave me 15 years to live. And I had these amazing grandbabies, and I couldn't imagine dying in just 15 years. So she gave me 10 scripts, 3 so the other 7 wouldn't fight. And there was Spiriva, and there was depression medicine, and there was pain medicine, and there was muscle medicine, and the list goes on. And of course, there has to be some stomach medicine, because it's just going to eat you alive inside. And so, and she sends me home with this, and she says, Elisa, are you going to fill these scripts? Because I'm one of those mothers that screamed when she says, I'm going to give them an antibiotic just in case. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, I don't know. She says, Elisa, these are incurable, irreversible diseases. The only way you're going to have any type of normal life at all is to get these scripts filled. Okay. So I left, very upset. You know, I didn't like my outcome. I didn't like my diagnosis. I didn't like any of it. Went home, did whatever proper patients should do, threw them in the trash can, and I started praying. And I have prayed harder than I have ever prayed in my life. And I was like, Heavenly Father, there's got to be something better out there. There's just got to be. It can't be this way. And I started studying on the internet, and I started studying homeopathic, holistic, COPD, or natural. All of this, thank you, sir. And I didn't find a lot on COPD, but I found a wealth of information about fibromyalgia. And unbeknownst to doctors, fibromyalgia is a toxic disease. It is an acidic disease. You get the toxins out of your system, you get that alkaline level back up to 7.2 where God intended it to be, all the fibromyalgia symptoms go away. But how do you do that? And I do not challenge anybody to do this, but this is what I did. I became a raw vegan. December the 27th, I was on the SAD diet. Does anybody know what that is? The standard American diet. December the 28th, I was a raw vegan. I don't do that. But type A personality helps. And for the next 10 days, I hurt worse than I have ever, ever hurt in my life. Everything, all those toxins were coming out, and they were just playing havoc. And those headaches that started at 4 o'clock stayed constant, and now I have migraines, and now I'm throwing up constantly, and my muscle pain has now turned into muscle cramps, and I hurt so bad, and my budget didn't care. I still had to work. And day 9, I came in. Mr. Bridges is sitting over there, and tears are rolling out of my eyes. He's like, you've got to stop. What? He says, you've got to stop doing to this self. I listened and then did whatever. He says, you've got to stop. I was like, give me 2 more days. I think I'm starting to feel a little bit better. I think I'm over the hump now. So that was Saturday and Sunday, the next 2 days. I fast forward 3.5 months later. I've lost 35 pounds. I now walk 3 miles a day. I can actually pick up my grandchild without thinking that my arms are going to literally be pulled out of the sockets before I get him up here. I haven't hurt for 1.5 months. I haven't had a headache for 2 months. But now I have all these naysayers. What about your protein? What about your B12? What about... So I went back to the doctor for one thing, and one thing that only, and that was to check where my nutrient levels were at in my blood. I wanted to know where my protein was, where my B12 was, where my potassium was, to see if I was living that diet. Because raw vegans are pretty strict diets. Raw fruits, raw vegetables, raw nuts, raw seeds. That's all I ate. I juiced a lot. You can blend them all together, you know. And so, and that's what I ate. So we go in, they do the blood work, and they go and they do a pulmonary function test. About 10 minutes later, they came back out and they got me. And they went in, they did another pulmonary function test with a different machine, different tech. About 10 minutes later, here comes Becky, and Becky, I've known her for 15 years, and she's jumping up and down. She's like, "You didn't fill those scripts, did you?" "Well, what would you think? What would make you think that I didn't fill the scripts?" She says, "You wouldn't be like this if you would have filled those scripts." It's like, "Really?" She's like, "What did you do?" I said, "I became a raw vegan." She's like, "Ah, how I wish I could prescribe that to all of my patients." Well, of course, then immediately fire starts shooting out of my eyes and ears, and got very angry. And I'm like, "And why can't you? It's not FDA approved. I would lose my license." I'm like, "Seriously, you didn't even give me an option that this is possibly something that I could do."
Suggestion.
Not even a suggestion. She says, "Yes." I says, "Oh, so it's not about my health care. It's all about the pharmaceuticals, all about the money." She's like, "You're preaching to the choir." She says, "But for the first time in my medical career, I undiagnose you with fibromyalgia, and I undiagnose you with COPD. You are 100% open. So if a doctor tells you it's incurable, it's irreversible, it's because they don't have a poison, a drug, to fix it. It doesn't mean that it's not." And I'm sure y'all had his hand in a lot of this too. I'm not going to say that it was totally because of my diet, because I did a lot of prayer also and a lot of seeking during that time. How many knows there's a cure for cancer? Raise your hand. If you know there's a cure for cancer. There is a cure for cancer. Do you know what it is? Cancer has to live in an anaerobic state, a non-oxygenated state. Anyone that has cancer, I can guarantee my next year's wages that their pH level is 6 or below. They're in an acidic state. So, to be in an acidic state, you create a environment for disease. And you have lifestyle diseases: high blood pressure, heart disease, colitis, IBS, fibromyalgia, cystic fibrosis. The list can go on. Diabetes that is acquired later on in life.
Any autoimmune
disease. So you've been great for 27 years and all of a sudden you develop a disease? Really? It's genetic? Really? The cancer's genetic, right? Sure it is. Here's the reason cancer is genetic. Because mom and dad ate this way, the children eat this way, then the grandbabies eat this way. So it's genetically lifestyle, right? So again, Hippocrates says, let your medicine be your food, let your food be your medicine. Straight out. You put crap in your body, expect the results. You put good, healthy nutrients in your body, you get those results. Do you want this? Yeah, we're not done. We probably won't be done for a couple hours.